Turn next year to California's deadly and devastating wildfires. They fear possible worsening winds there this weekend. Dangerous conditions expected through Sunday. Winds up to 50 miles an hour. And look at this tonight. Smoke 75 miles away in San Francisco. People wearing masks. Schools closed today. ABC's Lindsay Janis in Santa Rosa again tonight amid new stories. One couple surviving in their neighbor's pool. The fire all around them.
Tonight, firefighters keeping up the battle to save homes amid the deadliest week in California fire history.
The enormity of this disaster, we're only beginning to understand.
Harrowing stories of the victims now emerging. The Shepherd family's car catching fire as they fled the flames. 14-year-old Kai didn't make it. The rest of the family badly burned. The fires now larger than New York City.
This is how so much of the battle against these fires is being fought by hand. Firefighters spraying and raking the ground, putting out hot spots.
More than 3,500 structures destroyed. In Sonoma, a team of firefighters saving several homes in just a few hours.
We were just literally running from house to house. It's super smoky. It's super hot. You really can't see very well.
Tonight, with hundreds of people still missing, we're learning incredible stories of survival.
She said, you got to get out of that house.
Jan and John Pasco say their daughter called to alert them to the fire.
I looked out my window and there was a wall of flame out my window. So that's how fast it happened for us. We had no warning.
Their only option? Their neighbor's pool, holding each other in the water. And countless family pets rescued, too. The Sonoma County Humane Society treating cats with burned paws.
Doing hard work there to help save the animals. And that story of the pool is just something, Lindsay. Lindsay Janis back with us from Santa Rosa tonight. And Lindsay, you were telling us they're now estimating the damage to housing alone there at more than $1 billion already.
That's right, David. At least 5% of the housing here in Santa Rosa totally wiped out. The damage estimate, more than $1.2 billion. And you can see just how quickly people fled. These three wheelchairs left charred and mangled right outside this house.